The message that we have today is called Dedicated to God, for God, and in God. A verse that is for our family as missionaries, you can find it in Psalms 96:3. And it says, "Declare his glory among all nations and his wonders among all people." This is so amazing because now we can do this every day. We're not waiting to be in the mission field to start doing what God called us. And our God is so awesome. How many say amen? And he's three in one, our Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is doing an amazing thing in our families, our communities, in our church. But my hope today is that you live empowered, motivated, and thinking about what missions God has for me. Amen? Our lifestyle is missions. Can you repeat it with me? Our lifestyle is missions. A little louder. Amen. When I say missions, many of you in your mind maybe think like, oh, we have to start packing everything. We have to sell our house. A lot of things, right? Or maybe give a phone call to somebody. Or maybe helping this sister that needs help this week in moving a couch. How many of you think that that's missions? We believe it. We believe those are missions. And or something a little deeper, my oldest daughter, Emma, she was at school, and she says that her friend started having a panic attack. And so she, the teacher told her to go with her to the nurse, and she went with her, and on the way there, she's telling us, like, I feel from this Holy Spirit to pray for her. And so we got to the, she said that we got to the nurse, and I was about to leave, and the Holy Spirit told me again, pray for her. And I was like, well, why you didn't do it? Dad, I was so afraid. I don't know why, what they're going to think about. I don't know if she's going to get healed, but I was walking away, and the Holy Spirit told me again. So I went back, and when I went back, the nurse said, like, oh, Emma, you can't be here. There's a lot of kids that are sick. And, like, oh, you don't understand. I need to pray for her, she says. And so the nurse was like, okay, go ahead. And she went, and she says that she grabbed her hands and started praying for her. And she said, repeat after me. I'm healed in Jesus' name. And she started to calm him down. And she got healed. The next day, she tells that she came in and she was so excited and telling Emma, Emma, your prayer works. God healed me. And the mom brought her chocolates and teddy bear. And I'm like, wow, okay. but these are missions. The Holy Spirit speaks to us all the time. And it's in us to be obedient to his voice. And you know what? You get to see the miracles. In the front row, you get to see miracles. But if you listen to his voice and don't get obedient, like, then you're one more of the people saying, like, oh, yeah, he doesn't do miracles anymore. That was back then. But no, he's doing miracles today. Today, our sermon looks a little different. We're going to preach together. But when we receive his son, Jesus, we are dedicated to God. For an example, it's like when a baby is born, he gets the name of the family. So this kid has an identity, and then he has the inheritance of what his family name has. And this is what we become. When we are dedicated to God, we are part of his family. People know he belongs to that family. People will see that you belong to him. Why? Because we are different. Amen? When we are dedicated to God, the Holy Spirit lives in us, on us, and with us. So that's the inheritance that we get. When Jesus left, he said, somebody is going to come and be with you. It's going to guide you. It's going to empower you. But you know, we have this knowledge. When we hear the word of God, or if you go to school, you get knowledge, which is great. But when we read the word of God, we have to get the knowledge, and then we have to believe, and then our faith increases. But you know, sometimes we get halfway. We just get the knowledge. Oh, I read the Bible again. The 1 year, I read it again. But well, do you believe what you read? Do you believe it? So that's a huge difference. So this is what empowers us when we got the calling to missions. God has spoke to us. We got the knowledge, and then we believe that in our hearts. And then God empower us, and that's how we can go and do what God is calling us. So, how I said, the Holy Spirit is in us. Romans 8:9 says, "You, however, are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. In fact, the Spirit of God dwells in you." Amen. John 14:25 says, "All these I have spoken while still with you, but the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. Peace I'll leave you with you. Peace I'll give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your heart be troubled, and do not be afraid." What a beautiful promise. Before, let's say 5 years ago, I was like, well, what do I say to people? I don't know what to say. I get so nervous. Again, I have the knowledge, but I didn't feel empowered to do so. So I was like, what am I going to say? And like, even like in prayer meetings, like we're grabbing hands and one person is praying, the other one, and then I'm next. I'm like, I don't know what I'm going to say, Lord. Help me. I don't know what to say. But then I start like, I connect with the Holy Spirit and I start praying. He started me, giving me the prayer what I should pray. Started guiding me on what to say. So the Holy Spirit is so important in our lives, in our daily lives. Amen?
The Holy Spirit is not just in us, but the Holy Spirit is also upon us. As we can see in Acts 1:8, says, "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you." And so the Holy Spirit is upon us, and the Holy Spirit is also with us. How many of you guys have ever been a part of a situation, maybe you've been alone, where you're like, I don't know, maybe it's going to an appointment by yourself, maybe it's you're making a phone call or doing something difficult by yourself. There's tends to be more fear. There tends to be more anxiety that goes into difficult situations when we're alone. But it says that the Holy Spirit is with us. So it's a sweet visual in my mind of, instead of picturing myself alone, just the difference that it pictures to have someone next to me, to have someone that's walking with me. There's a different sense that happens in that scenario where you feel with someone, you feel in unity, you feel there's almost like a backing to you. Even if nothing bad is happening, there's just something that's different. Well, the Bible says that the Holy Spirit is with us. And so in John 14:7, it says, "For he dwells with you and will be in you." And so the Holy Spirit, God is so sweet to us that he sent the Holy Spirit as our advocate to help us, but to also be with us in every moment, in the missions that we go on, in the things every single day that happen, He is with us. He's there, just like a good friend or a spouse or a parent. He's with us.
So once we understood that, that the Holy Spirit is in us, upon us, and with us, we feel empowered. We start believing the promises of God in our lives, in our family. And it was easier, let's put it that way, it was easier to approach somebody and share. Why? Because I believe it. And then the Holy Spirit empowered us. Because our faith increases. Without faith, it's impossible to see God or please God. Amen? So, once this happened, so I started little missions. Back in the beginning of 2021, God began to open my heart to serve and be obedient to what He, whatever He entrusted me with. Again, I was driving, and then a person would drop in my mind. I'm like, what am I thinking about this person? So I called them, and I find out that they were struggling with something. And I was able to pray with him and encourage him and tell him truth. And so he realized that the lie that he was believing, it wasn't coming from God. Amen? So little things. And missions started getting bigger and bigger. And so we got a calling. The calling that I got was when I was 16 years old. To be a pastor. And I'm like, there's no way I'm going to be a pastor. And so I went to school and finished my career. I'm a physical therapist. And back in 2021, in the we call it first week, we were praying and fasting that week. And God spoke to me like, you have a calling. Because I was feeling kind of like, it was a weird feeling, like there's something else. And I was like, well, Lord, what is this? I don't want to feel this way. And he put in my heart, you have a calling. And I'm like, oh, yeah, but I don't want to be a pastor. And the Holy Spirit put in my heart, like, you have been giving this answer for 20 years. I'm really bad at math. I'm sorry, but it's not like I made a count in my head, like, boom, boom, 20 years. No, that's the Holy Spirit really giving me, like, yeah, you have been being disobedient for 20 years. Because I was walking out of my purpose. Yeah, God's been blessing me. I have a beautiful family, beautiful wife. I'm blessed. But the way I was feeling, it wasn't right. Because I was walking out of the purpose. So I was like, Lord, okay, let's move forward. I don't know how this is going to look like, but let's move forward. So we planted a church in Apple Valley. It's called Bethel's Rock in Espanol. It's a Hispanic ministry. And remember, we started with four people in a small room. And because we started moving in obedience, God was blessing that ministry. Started growing. Everything was going great. And I'm like, I don't think God is going to ask me for something else. We're going to keep going. But no. He said, sell everything and go. And I'm like, wait, Lord. Here, you have to talk with the boss. And, you know, because I was like, I'm going to tell her, and she's going to tell me you're crazy, and this is not possible. And I'm like, in my head, I'm like, I'm good. Like, she's going to say that. I'm like, I'm confident. But
that wasn't the case. No, the Lord had really started in me back in high school, kind of this lifestyle of missions and this heartbeat for really just starting to create almost this habit in my system of when the Holy Spirit prompted me to do something, that I was going to do it and I was going to be obedient. And so as much of a scapegoat as he maybe was, kind of like, oh, this is a big change, she won't be for it, I was on board. And we were both really excited to start walking in obedience. Because when we walk in obedience to what the Lord is calling us to, that is when the miracles start to occur, because the Holy Spirit is moving through us and we begin to become partners with God instead of kind of fighting against his will and things. And so we were really excited. I actually found it to be slightly humorous because, as was mentioned, Danny was originally from Costa Rica, and so I actually met him in Costa Rica. I was on a short-term missions trip and did several different trips to Costa Rica, and I stayed there on an internship for my fourth trip, I think. Yep. And we just met each other, and then I continued to go to Costa Rica because I had family and friends that I had met there and lives that had been transformed by the power of God that I was still invested in, even here stateside. And so I started going back, and we started dating, and that's kind of our story. But I thought it was funny that God had brought us to Minnesota. He was very clear that he wanted us to start our marriage here in Minnesota. God had refined us through a lot of scenarios that have happened early on in our marriage, and developed our family here. He begun to prepare us and to equip us for ministry here in Minnesota. And now he was saying, okay, now go back. Go back to where you guys met, because there's work there. And so it was a scary time for us because, like Danny said, we really didn't know what we were stepping into. We didn't know how the future looked. And so there's a lot of questions, a lot of doubts of what's going to happen with our girls, where we're going to be, all of these different things that sometimes happens when God gives us missions. We start to try to figure it out as humans. We try to control it. We try to fix it and make sure that we have everything wrapped up in a pretty bow before we start. Well, the Lord, in that moment, just by us moving in unity, just by us being together and sharing, hey, God is doing this in us, we began to then feel the encouragement and the strength from the Lord to actually step out into the mission that he was calling us to. And so when there could have been a lot of doubt and there could have been a lot of fear even, because we were in unity and said, we're going to go forward in obedience, the Lord met us there. And he really strengthened us and encouraged us to be able to take those first steps. So we're believing that whatever mission God is calling you to, he's going to meet you in that same way. Maybe it's sharing with a brother or sister here. Maybe it's sharing with your pastor, your spouse. But when God calls you to a mission, as believers, we can come alongside of that and be that encouragement and strength that they need to take that step of faith as well in the missions that God's calling you to. So as we mentioned, a life dedicated to God, now we're kind of going into a life dedicated for God. When we're living our lives, we have our dreams. We have our control. We have what we want to have happen. And how many of you know that the plans of the Lord are better than ours often? And sometimes we don't know what those all look like. And so we got to a place where we said, okay, Lord, we're not just dedicated to you. We're not accepting you just in our lives, but we want to live a life dedicated for you. And so we found in Galatians 2:20, it says, I have been crucified with Christ. I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life that I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. I think that we can do any mission that God calls us to if we stand upon that solid foundation, that truth that God, the Son of God, he loves us. He gave himself for us. He laid down the ultimate sacrifice for us. And so he is for you. He's not against you. And so when missions come, you have him in your corner. And so to dedicate our lives, we really had to kind of put things aside for what we thought our career would be, our goals and our desires, because we knew that what God had for us was better and that we needed to take decisions now to live a life dedicated for him. Because there was an urgency. There was an urgency that we felt to declare his glory and his wonders, all the amazing things that he had done in our lives and the amazing person that he is to us. We knew that there was an urgency. And so we began to step out in that. And, you know, we haven't been to the field yet, but like Danny mentioned, starting almost 4 years ago now, we really started to walk that out then, because we really do believe that a lifestyle of missions means that each of us has missions every day. And it doesn't mean that, yes, we are called outside of the United States, but God has stuff for us here, like being here at Friendship Church today for us. And so we wanted to continue to be obedient to the smaller steps along the way to getting to Costa Rica, because it also says in Romans 14:8, if we live, we live for the Lord. Whatever I'm doing right now, however I'm living, it should be for the Lord. If I die, well, I'll die for the Lord. So whether I live or I die, I belong to the Lord. My thoughts, my actions, my desires, they are dedicated for God. They belong to him. And so no matter what we do, everything that we do, it really should be from the Lord. Not starting when we go to the field, but starting today. And so I challenge you to maybe start your day a little bit different with the Lord. Lord, what do you have for me today? And allow that Holy Spirit to speak to you in the morning. Allow him to speak when you go out just to the grocery store. Maybe it's not just a random trip to the grocery store. Maybe there's someone there that needs your prayers. And so being open, being available to be obedient to those missions is a first start. And that's a habit that you can then respond to. And then it becomes so much more easy when God and the Holy Spirit guide you to those missions.
Amen. Missions happen every day. I remember one Sunday we were in the American ministry, and that day I was receiving people, just welcome people, like, we're glad you're here, welcome, you know. And then on the sidewalk, there was a homeless man walking by, and the Holy Spirit told me, like, go talk to him about me. And people kept coming, and I'm like, welcome, we're glad you're here. And second time, the Holy Spirit, go talk to him about me. And I'm like, oh, Lord, but I'm busy here serving you, and welcome, we're glad you're here. And third time, the Holy Spirit tells me, go talk to him about me. And I'm like, okay, fine. Like, I went inside, grabbed a cup of coffee, I done it, and now I had to run. If I was obedient the first time, I would be right there. But now I have to go all the way there. So I'm going with the coffee and the donut, and he already crossed the street, and he was sitting by the retaining wall. And so I approached him, kind of like, I don't know how to talk to him yet, because all I got was, like, talk to him about me. And I'm like, oh, hi, sir. I'm Danny. And I start sharing the love of God with him and the good news. And then I was obedient, talked to him about God. And then I said, like, well, look, I go to this church here. If you ever want to come, like, you're welcome. And he said, like, oh, okay, I'll think about it. That's all he said. Next Sunday, we're in service again, and we're sitting down, and she goes, like, did you see who's there? And I'm like, where? Back there. And I'm like, okay, like, there he was. He was sitting there in the back chair. And I got so excited. And I'm like, praise God. And then the service ended, and I ran to say hi to him. I'm like, hi, I'm so glad you're here. And he said, like, oh, yeah, it was hard for me to come, but I'm here, and it's been a week, and I haven't drank. And I'm like, that's awesome. And, you know, like, would you like to pray and accept Jesus in your heart? And he said, yes. So we pray right there, and now you see him, and there's a huge transformation in him. Just because Amen. Give it to the Lord. Praise the Lord. Because just for being obedient, then you get to see miracles happen. And you know, and this goes for leaders. Just because we are thinking we're serving God, we stop hearing the voice of the Holy Spirit to do what he wants to do in that moment. I was serving the Lord. I was welcoming people to church. You know, big smile, welcome. I was thinking of always doing his work. But if I'm not obedient to his voice, a person wouldn't get to know Jesus. I know if I wouldn't do it, he would use another person, but I got the opportunity to see the miracle. So that makes my faith increase, and now I go and do it right away. You know why? Because when the Holy Spirit speaks to you first, like, you're smart, but I'm not that smart to think like, oh, I thought about that. No, that's completely the Holy Spirit giving you wisdom. And so when the Holy Spirit speaks to you and you give time to doubt to enter, you won't do it. That's why when you hear his voice, you do it right away. Call the person, you do it right away. Oh, I'll do it later. It will come the end of the night and like, oh, I didn't call that person. If the Holy Spirit speaks to you and you do it right away, you start thinking like, oh, but what if it doesn't happen? What if it doesn't heal? You know, I have a message from God to you right now. Don't take that burden out of you that when you pray for somebody that's sick, you're the one healing it. No. That's the Holy Spirit. That's Jesus' work. The responsibility that you have is just go and pray. Go and preach. Go tell the good news. That's the only thing. You won't convert anybody. Take that burden out of you. You are free. You have freedom in Jesus. But he's the one that is going to do the work. You're the one just praying. Isn't easy. It's so easy. Talk to the Father and pray for that person. And he will do in his will. Amen. And that's why it's called a miracle. I would love to go and pray for somebody, whom heal, whom deliver. But no, it doesn't happen. It's a miracle. So when it happens, you're like, wow. Wow. Praise Lord. Amen. Sometimes when we focus on the good we are doing and distract ourselves from the missions to which God calls us daily, we get distracted easily. Colossians 3:23 says, what you do, work heartily as for the Lord and not for men. Do it for the Lord. When you do it for the Lord, you're not expecting anything from anybody. Amen?
My turn. He's gone. We just want to talk a little bit in this moment of what our, as we're dedicated for the Lord, what this term looks like. So for our two-year missionary associate term that we're headed to Costa Rica, we're going to be in the capital city of San Jose. For those of you that might not know, Costa Rica is right, it's a bridge country from South America to North America, and it's right in between Nicaragua and Panama. So pretty close to South America when you look at the Central America countries. And we get the privilege to serve under John and Jennifer Gallagher. They've been missionaries to Costa Rica for over 20 years. So as missionary associates, we're really going to be under their authority and kind of guidance for these 2 years. But I just want to tell you a little bit about why we're going to Costa Rica and what's the need there. So right now, there is an increase. 2 years ago, they did a study, and 27% of the country are now basically declaring that they don't want any religious affiliation at all. They are pushing back against faith, against God, against the church. And this is not typical. It's a normally it's a predominantly Catholic, and so you typically would say, oh, do you go to church? Oh, well, growing up, my family went to the Catholic Church, or my grandma goes to the Catholic Church, and now people are really saying, no, I don't believe in God. I don't go to church. There's really kind of this new generation that desperately needs the Lord. And that, together with that increase, there's also, in 2022, there was also a 56% increase of the cocaine that's been seized. So as one of those bridge countries, really a lot of the drug trafficking that's coming from South America has to go through Costa Rica, but it's really increased in the activities around drugs. And so you have this increase in people not wanting faith or religion, you have this increase in drugs, and then you have this constant percentage of about 66% of people that really don't pursue post-secondary education. So there's this conflict in employment in their future. And I don't know about any of you guys, but if you've ever felt defeated, maybe in a place in your life where you're kind of unsure of what the future held, unsure of how to maybe make a better path or kind of get out of a funk that you might have in your work or in your family, maybe you're just feeling bored and you come home from work and you say, now what? You know, I'll eat, go to sleep, and then work again tomorrow. A lot of the people, so the capital city where we're going, this business district where we are planning to go and have the opportunity to serve, there's 350,000 people that are living in 17 square miles. So it's a packed area. There is no Assemblies of God church in that area. And there are very few Christian churches that are in that area as well. But we have the opportunity to go, and where people are feeling hopeless, where people are feeling stuck, where people aren't sure of their purpose or their future, we get the opportunity to go and be a part of this church plant. And we get to invest hope into this community. This church plant is a little bit different. I know that here at Friendship Church, as you guys are reaching out to the community, it really aligns with our vision as well, because we want to not only create a church building that is used on Sunday and Wednesday, but just like Friendship Church, we want our facility to be used for the needs of that community. And so our church plant is going to start off with having a coffee shop that people can daily come in. A lot of Hispanics, they love their coffee and they love their music. And so we're actually going to be also having a school of arts, and that will have practice rooms and a recording studio. And so the musicians that are in that place will have a safe place to come. Moms and entrepreneurs will have a safe place that they can go to learn about their talents, their giftings, invest in other people that are also wanting to do the same. And we know that through that, God has mighty plans to raise up the generation in San Jose to be the next leaders, business owners, and maybe even pastors or missionaries as well.
So our third point is dedicated in God. John 14, 20, 21 says, at that day you will know that I'm in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. He who has my commandments and keeps them, it is he who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself in him. What a beautiful to know that the creator of the universe loves you, knows about you, and he says that he will manifest himself in you. Again, you're getting knowledge, but you have to believe it. Amen. So your faith can increase. The way that we can be in God is spending and investing time in him. How? it won't work if you just wait for Sunday to come and hear the word of God through Pastor John. It won't work. You have to spend time with him, invest time. And how we do that? Praying. You guys are going through a series of prayer. Get the knowledge and believe it so your faith can increase. So through prayer, reading his word, fasting, we have to abide in him. This is an everyday deal. Every day, abide in him. Every day, pray. Every day, be in the word. And at least if you want one time a week, fasting. It's important. A life dedicated to God, knowing that the Holy Spirit is in me, upon me, and with me, dedicated for God and in God, creates purpose, creates hope, and miracles. How many of you is excited for this week? Because you get to see it, because now you know it, and I know you're going to believe it, and I know the Holy Spirit is bringing to you in your mind what missions he has been giving you, and you're now walking in the purpose. So God is calling you this morning to go back and really like think like, God, what is this mission that you're calling me in this city, in this town? Amen. I want you to stand up. We're going to close, but
yeah, as we close today, we are believing that miracles will begin to happen in your lives, in your communities here in Brom, in the around cities. And we believe that God's plan is better. And we get the opportunity to go outside of Minnesota, and we need an army to be able to go, an army that will send us. And so today we would love for you to join us and be a part of that. We have prayer cards that are going to be out in the lobby, and also some information about what we're going to be doing. But we would love for you to stand with us in prayers and kind of break those arrows that are coming against us as we head to the field. Also, if you have the opportunity to stand with us as financial partners, you'll have the opportunity to do that today. But we are excited to hear about the missions that God's doing in your guys' lives. And we'd love to connect with you after service. But today we just wanted to take a moment right now, because we believe that there are missions, even as we were speaking today, that God was putting in your guys' minds of, oh, that's something. Maybe you're the one that's going to be helping Maria this week. And so we just wanted to take a moment. If you have been maybe disobedient to a mission that you feel like God's given you, and you just want to take a moment today to step forward to the altar, or to step to the side of your chair and just say, Lord, I'm stepping out of where I was. And today I want to be obedient to the mission that you've called me to. If you'd like prayer and someone to stand with you as you do that, I'm sure that Pastor John will be up here. I know that Danny and I will be as well. We want you to just make that step today. And maybe some of you are saying, I want miracles to happen. I don't feel like there has been a mission that God's called me to. Maybe today you're just standing and you're saying, Lord, I am available. I want to see miracles. I want to see transformation in the city, in my family, in my life. And that can start today, that obedience and you saying, Lord, I want to see you. I want to be obedient to what you have for my life. And so we just want to take a moment to allow you, maybe Jason, just a song can play. But if you do need prayer for any of those steps, please come forward, and the altars are open, and then we'll close our service.